interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Okay, Donna's got a... It looks like she's got a jewelry in her nose or something. I don't... what is that?
It's just a nice little stud, like a little diamond stud.
Okay. Brad and John at KISM.com. Show us your nose this morning. Okay, these girls want to show more than their noses. Ukraine is getting support from all corners of the world these days, and now they're getting backing from a sector that has yet to be heard from, the strip club industry. These girls showing way more than their noses. And they want to, the strip club outside of Las Vegas.
I didn't know you could get piercings there.
Is supporting Ukrainians by hiring strippers from Ukraine. The Little Darlings Strip Club recently posted an ad declaring, now auditioning Ukrainian strippers. The ad also includes a Ukrainian flag and the words, we stand with Ukraine. Shouldn't it be dance? We dance with Ukraine. The club's manager says, hey, we've already hired one Ukrainian dancer who noticed the sign. And he's leaving it out there for Ukrainians who, he says, the strippers who have left their country, Ukraine, and come to the United States, you know, because I would guess this, the strip clubs are closed in Ukraine, apparently.
Yeah.
Is what he's saying. And you can find work at the Little Darlings right now.
John, in the town of Hilliard, Ohio, man was arrested for calling police and saying, my truck was stolen. Guy calls up on Monday and ends up getting arrested on Monday after he told authorities his truck was stolen. Well, 36-year-old Brett Redd of Columbus reported his truck stolen by a passenger of his at a gas station. Guy gets out to pump some gas. Dude takes off in my truck. Well, they catch up with the truck and realize, oh, yeah, that truck was stolen 5 days ago. So the guy called police to say, hey, my stolen truck has been stolen. Someone stole the truck I stole. So they put it all together. He's been charged with receiving stolen. Both men have been charged with receiving stolen property. The guy that stole it first and the guy that stole it second.
That was a blessing in disguise for that guy because then he was kind of off the hook. He had stolen that thing. Mm-hmm. But if somebody steals it from him, now all of a sudden it's almost like he didn't, even though he committed the crime. He's going to
walk away.
Yeah, that other guy's going to get blamed for it.
Walk away.
Yeah. That's why he's a knucklehead. All right. And then one of the more difficult things to try to do at the airport is get through TSA with a box of bullets. Even more difficult, try it at one of the nation's busiest airports, JFK in New York. Try getting 9 boxes of ammo past the screeners. That's what a lady tried to do. She tried carrying on 9 boxes of bullets at the JFK airport last week. 400 bullets. She told TSA she didn't know it was in the bag. She said she grabbed the wrong bag when she was heading out of the house. You kind of believe her because, I mean, who would be that dumb to try to get 400 bullets onto a plane? But at the same time,
I think that would be pretty heavy. Like, what the hell did you pack,
wouldn't
honey?
It be heavy? And when you're putting it on the conveyor belt, you're like, yeah, that is. Wait a second. She's facing a federal civil penalty for that.